Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from Mark, chapter 9.
6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went up on a high mountain. They were all alone there. While these followers watched, Jesus was changed. His clothes became shining white, whiter than any person could make them. Then two men appeared, talking with Jesus. The men were Moses and Elijah. Peter said to Jesus,
"Teacher, it is good that we are here. We will put three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
Peter did not know what to say because he and the others were so frightened. Then a cloud came and covered them. A voice came from the cloud. The voice said, "This is my son, and I love him. Obey him." Then Peter, James, and John looked around, but they saw only Jesus there alone with them.
Imagine going up the mountain with Jesus and his closest friends. Watch as Jesus changes. You see him in a new way. The brightness of God is pouring out of him. His clothes shine the brightest white you've ever seen. Does it hurt your eyes to look at him? Suddenly, you see Moses and Elijah there talking with him. I wonder how you know it's Moses and Elijah. Moses got the law from God on a mountain like this one. Elijah was a prophet who talked with God on a mountain like this one. They are happy to see Jesus, like they have been waiting for this day for a long time. As we hear the story again, imagine how the disciples feel. How do you feel?
Six days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went up on a high mountain. They were all alone there. While these followers watched, Jesus was changed. His clothes became shining white, whiter than any person could make them. Then two men appeared, talking with Jesus. The men were Moses and Elijah. Peter said to Jesus,
"Teacher, it is good that we are here. We will put three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
Peter did not know what to say because he and the others were so frightened. Then a cloud came and covered them. A voice came from the cloud. The voice said, "This is my son, and I love him. Obey him." Then Peter, James, and John looked around, but they saw only Jesus there alone with them.
Peter, James, and John are amazed, in awe, and scared. Peter says it's good to be there and blurts out something about building tents for them. I wonder how it is good for you to be there now. God's voice tells you that Jesus is loved by God. How do you feel about Jesus? Do you want to listen to him too? In the next few moments, gaze with your imagination on this shining Jesus. What would you like to say to him? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.